And thereupon he suddenly remembered that he was not sleeping in his wife's room, but in his study. And why? The smile vanished from his face. He knitted his brows.
Ah. Ah.
Ah, ooh, he muttered, recalling everything that had happened. And again, every detail of his quarrel with his wife was present to his imagination. All the hopelessness of his position, and, worst of all, his own fault.
Yes, she won't forgive me.
And she can't forgive me. And the most awful thing about it is that it's all my fault. All my fault, though I'm not to blame. That's the point of the whole situation, he reflected. Oh. Oh, oh, he kept repeating in despair, as he remembered the acutely painful sensations caused him by this quarrel. Most unpleasant of all was the first minute, when, on coming, happy and good-humoured from the theatre, with a huge pear in his hand for his wife, he had not found his wife in the drawing-room. To his surprise, he had not found her in the study either, and saw her at last in her bedroom, with the unlucky letter that revealed everything in her hand. She, his Dolly, forever fussing and worrying over household details, and limited in her ideas, as he considered, was sitting perfectly still with the letter in her hand, looking at him with an expression of horror.